This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, it's Jeff Sandhu here. Now say goodbye to Chop Cards. That's what Chop Inc., a cardless loyalty system that works on your smartphone, is hoping for you to say. Here with me today are the two co-founders, Tion Oi and Ho Heng Yu. Guys, I wanted to ask you, you guys are also the co-founders of Wearbits. Did you start off Wearbits because of Chop Inc.?
Wearbits is actually founded to develop web and mobile app for the retail and F&B industry. And Chop In is our latest product.
And y'all are venturing into the F&B since day one, or?
Since day one.
Yeah. Now, Chop In, where did the idea came from? And is this out of frustration?
Yes, it's out of frustration because our team member, we keep forgetting our loyalty cards at home. And we have multiple bubble tea cards of the same brand at home. And
yeah, the other problem that my personal experience is, I used to go to a lot of doing a lot of haircuts, and every time I keep on forgetting the cards, and they are giving me a new card every time. Then in the end, I end up like 10 cards in my house. So then the bad part is they can't actually let me combine the cards and then redeem the rewards. So that's why we want to make people's life easier to actually create this product, so people can bring their loyalty cards along with their smartphones.
And so this is all built into an app now, right? And it's running a QR code. So was this development process a tedious process?
The development itself is not really that difficult, but the difficult part is we are trying to solve the merchant's business problems and as well as the user. So we actually talk a lot with the merchants, local businesses, and some users. So we actually need to actually, the difficult part is actually pull all of these ideas into a solution that is simple and easy to make it work for everyone.
And you know, when you talk to people, right, it's like, hey, I've got this app, it's called Chop Inc., it's a cardless loyalty system. What's their reaction like when you speak to your friends or, you know?
Our friends and we did a survey with a group of consumers. Actually, they love it. What's the ladies actually love Chop Cards. They like it because it's simple, it's direct, you know what you're going to get. But the problem with this is they need to carry every day 20 to 30 Chop Cards in their handbags. That's the problem with it. But that is why they love our apps.
And their handbags is a treasure hunt in there.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask, you know, is this technology an existing one? We know it's running on QR codes. We know all about, you know, apps that are doing QR codes. But an app which is a cardless loyalty system, is this one of its kind? Is it the first?
Well, our system is actually one of this kind. We are building this system in the clouds, so it's a web service oriented system that can actually integrate with any internet connected device. What you have seen so far, we actually launched in a smartphone, in a mobile phone. This is our first step. Eventually, it could be possible to integrate to any other devices, probably point of sale systems, or probably some smart TV. This is what our different from the others loyalty systems.
Now you're supported by Cradle. What kind of support that you guys are, you know, have received so far?
We are actually part of the All Star program by Cradle, so we are solely supported by training. We are all 100% self-funded.
Now, just want to see, does that mean that merchants now have to give up their current POS system in order to take this, or it's an add-on kind of thing?
This is an add-on. So we are actually offering the merchant to give an option for the consumer to go cardless. They can still continue using their old system.
What other benefits do you think that, you know, merchants and consumers have when they use this kind of system?
For the consumer first, they don't have to bring the cards. You never forget a card at home, so it's easy. So on the merchant side, they actually can have the database of their customers, can know their customer better, serve them better. They can know for an outlet how many consumer come back for 5 times this month. So they can actually have also automated follow-up with their customer, active or inactive customers. You can't do that with a physical shop card.
Now, I'm guessing that now, because every F&B is going to be different, right? So is your app still, is your app the same for every merchants, or it will sort of cater to what the merchant wants and how the merchant wants it to look like and feel like?
Basically we are a platform that allows different merchants to actually have their promotions or campaigns on Chop Inc. And of course, to support different kind of businesses' natures, we have a very complicated and dynamic system to actually allow them to run a different kind of offers or promotions. This is and some sort of the other like customization as well.
Now it's so it's an app that runs with all these things. Oh God, I go to 10 merchants. Do I have to have 10 apps then, or it's all in this one app and I can choose? So I'm just going through which card that I have.
It's in a single app, so they don't actually have to download like 10 separate apps, which is sort of like defeat the purpose so in the phone.
Now, is it a free app?
Yeah, it's free for consumer to download.
Now, how many merchants currently do you have that are using this system, and who are these merchants?
We went to market for 2 weeks plus, so we 18 merchants, big and smaller merchants, covering 40 over outlets. Some of our bigger merchants are Gorajin's Coffees, Wings Music Cafe. We do have a lot coming in right now. And we will be running some promotion program with Gorajin's and Wings Music Cafe, giving out free drinks to consumers.
This is mostly for now, I think it's on F&B side. Do you plan to move out of F&B and venture into something else as well?
We will have merchants coming from the service industries, the haircut, cosmetics, pedicure, manicure, boutique as well.
And it's currently, you've moved?
It's in Klang Valley, and we do have in Penang.
In Penang as well, right. Now, I'm speaking to Tion Uy and Ho Heng Yu from Wearbits, the creators of Chop Inc. And in just a moment, we'll discuss about the pricing model and why only iOS and Android, BFM 89.9. Just under here, and with me today are Tion Uy and also Ho Heng Yu from Wearbits, the creators of Chop Inc. Now, earlier on, we spoke about Chop Inc, a cardless loyalty system for smartphones. Basically, this is the ones where we used to get a lot of cards from, loyalty cards from F&B outlets, and we get 10 chops, we redeem a free drink, and the thing is, we always tend to forget to bring these cards, and now it's on an app. Now, just want to, do you have any sort of like competitors, and you know, how does Chop Inc compete with your competitors?
Currently, we have a few global players offering the similar applications. But how do we compete is most of them, they are mobile centric. And we can have the ability to have it on multiple platform and devices because we are built on the clouds, Amazon Web Services. So that's our strength.
How long did it take to build this thing?
6 months.
6 months. From ground up?
Yes, it's from ground. We build it from the scratch.
All right. Now, are you targeting only the Malaysian market? And, you know, is there plans to go regional in Singapore or globally, you know, UK and Australia?
We want to serve the Malaysian market first, to let the merchant and consumer enjoy it to overseas. Earliest possible for us to expand overseas is next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
Right. Is this plan sort of like in place now? You're already speaking to a few people or?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right, cool. How much, you know, was invested in developing this app?
All in, we invested around 80,000.
80,000?
Yes.
Oh, all right. And, you know, what's your target revenue to be generated from this app for this year?
Yeah, this year for next 3 months, we are looking at $500,000 revenue. Yeah.
And so I just want to ask, you know, what's the pricing model for merchants, you know, who are using the systems?
Yeah, our pricing is very affordable. It's a per month per outlet system. So per month per outlet starts from RM48.
And this, it doesn't matter how many users or?
No.
No limit on users. And what about, for example, like you mentioned, this is an add-on thing. So the current POS systems, right?
Yes, yes.
Right. Why only iOS and Android?
Well, basically, we did quite a lot of research, and we know that Android and iOS smartphone user is actually a lot in the market. That's why where we started to actually start with iOS and Android apps. And of course, we are looking into the other platform as well, such as Windows Phone 7 and BlackBerry.
No, Windows Phone 7 is quite interesting because Windows Phone 8 will be out quite soon, and then Windows Phone 7 will be basically kind of extinct because current phones can't upgrade to Windows Phone 8. You know, when you develop for apps like Android, the fragmentation and all, is this a problem?
Yeah, this is actually quite a big challenge, especially like Android developments. You have to actually to handle all different sort of versions. Kind of stuff, because usually Android user, they don't actually upgrade to the latest version by some restrictions.
And we're going to ask you, what is your favorite platform that you like developing?
Well, currently, my favorite platform is iOS and Windows Phone.
Windows Phone?
Yes.
The reason being is because?
The reason being, I think, personally, I'm a UX guy, user experience guy, so I like these two platforms a lot because they give me some different experience compared to the other platform that's on the market.
Now, what about for users that are not using iOS and Android, right? So they don't have this app on their phone. So how do the merchants then, you know, still provide this kind of service? Do they then just go back to whatever they have?
Most of the merchant we have now, they offer both the traditional chop card as well. So they use, for those that don't have iPhone and Android phone, they can use back the old system.
The upgrading for a merchant to take over this to basically get this app on their system, is it a lot of work for them, or any merchants who have a standard POS system can?
Basically, even the merchants, they don't have a POS, so they can use our system as well, because we actually designed to a separate entity from their existing business. So it's very easy. They just have to sign up with us, and they have a web account they can actually go into and monitor and update their campaigns real time.
So Chop Inc, where can we find more details? ChopInc.com, I guess, no?
GetChopInc.com.
GetChopInc.com.
Yes.
All right, I've been speaking to Tion Uy and Ho Heng Yu, the co-founders of Chop Inc from Whirlbits, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.